Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Am I being too subtle? Straight talk? From A Business Rebel is Sam Zell's plain-spoken account of how a self-described contrarian built an investing career defined by bold bets, hard-nosed negotiation, and an allergy to corporate pretense. Known widely as the grave dancer for buying distressed assets others avoided, Zell uses his life story to illustrate how opportunities are often created by uncertainty, complexity, and unpopular decisions. Rather than presenting a tidy step-by-step formula, the book blends memoir with practical business thinking on risk, capital, leadership, and deal-making. Zell's perspective is rooted in real estate and private equity, but the lessons aim at a broader audience, entrepreneurs, executives, and investors who must make decisions with incomplete information. The tone is direct and occasionally provocative, emphasizing accountability and results over fashionable theories. Readers should expect a candid look at how big transactions get done, how reputations are built, and why independence of thought can be a durable competitive advantage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, contrarian thinking as a competitive advantage. A central theme is Zell's insistence that the best opportunities often sit where consensus is weakest. He presents a worldview in which markets overreact, institutions herd, and fear creates mispricing. The practical takeaway is not to be reckless, but to cultivate an independent filter, separate what is popular from what is true, and what is noisy from what is material. Zell's reputation for stepping into distressed situations illustrates how contrarian investing can be systematic rather than impulsive. He underscores the value of doing original homework, looking for structural reasons an asset is misunderstood, and having the patience to wait for the right entry point. The book also highlights the personal side of contrarianism. You must tolerate being early, being criticized, and sometimes being wrong in public. That requires emotional discipline, a clear thesis, and a plan for what would change your mind. For leaders, the same logic applies to strategy and hiring. If your organization only rewards agreement, it will miss asymmetric bets. Zell's straight talk pushes readers to measure decisions by logic and outcomes, not by social approval. Secondly, risk, leverage, and the art of surviving down cycles. Zell's career spans multiple booms and busts, and the book emphasizes survival as the first rule of compounding. He frames risk less as volatility and more as permanent loss, illiquidity, and forced selling at the worst possible time. In this lens, leverage is a tool that can amplify returns but can also remove options when conditions tighten. Zell's approach stresses knowing what you do not know, stress testing assumptions, and building resilience into deal structures. Readers are encouraged to think in scenarios: what happens if rents fall, credit freezes, costs rise, or exit markets close? He also underscores the importance of liquidity and flexibility, especially when others are fully invested and therefore trapped. Another recurring idea is that discipline must be strongest when things look easiest. Rapid growth, cheap capital, and rising prices can hide weak underwriting and sloppy governance. Zell's perspective invites readers to define risk limits before excitement kicks in, to avoid confusing favorable trends with skill, and to treat margins of safety as non-negotiable. The result is a practical philosophy: stay alive, protect downside, and be positioned to buy when others must sell. Thirdly, negotiation and deal making without romance. The book portrays deal-making as a craft built on preparation, clarity, and leverage rather than charisma. Zell stresses understanding what each party truly needs, where the pain points are, and which constraints are real versus posturing. He also reinforces the importance of speed and decisiveness when the edge is informational or psychological. In complex transactions, terms often matter more than headlines. Zell's straight talk encourages readers to focus on structure, covenants, control rights, incentives, downside protections, and the path to liquidity. He treats relationships as important but not sentimental, arguing that long-term credibility comes from being direct, doing what you say, and not hiding behind vague promises. Another element is the willingness to walk away. In Zell's framing, the power to say no is a strategic asset that prevents bad compromises and signals seriousness. For entrepreneurs and executives, these lessons translate into vendor agreements, fundraising, M&A, and hiring. The underlying message is that a good deal is not one where everyone feels equally happy, but one where incentives align, risks are priced, and the future does not rely on wishful thinking. Rigorous negotiation becomes a form of risk management. Fourthly, building organizations that tell the truth. Zell's business philosophy emphasizes candor and accountability as core operating principles. He is skeptical of bureaucracy, status games, and communication that is designed to look good rather than be accurate. The book argues that leaders must create environments where bad news travels fast and where people are rewarded for surfacing problems early. That includes setting clear decision rights, measuring performance with meaningful metrics, and avoiding meetings that substitute for responsibility. Zelle's straight talk extends to talent. Hire people who can think, who will challenge assumptions, and who are comfortable owning outcomes. He also suggests that culture is shaped by what leaders tolerate. If excuses, vague reporting, or political maneuvering are allowed, they become the real system. For growing companies, this topic is especially relevant because complexity increases faster than discipline. Zelle's approach pushes readers to keep processes practical, to maintain a bias toward action, and to define what success looks like in measurable terms. The organizational payoff is speed and resilience, teams that can adapt to changing conditions because they are not trapped in denial. In Zelle's framework, truth is not a value statement, it is an operating advantage. Lastly, reputation, timing, and the long game in capital markets. Another important topic is how reputation and timing interact with opportunity. Zelle's career suggests that access to deals, partners, and capital is influenced by whether others believe you will act rationally under pressure. The book highlights that credibility is earned through consistent behavior, being transparent about risks, honoring commitments, and making decisions that show long-term alignment rather than short-term extraction. Timing is treated as a strategic variable, not a lucky coincidence. Zelle's investing background reinforces the idea that cycles are unavoidable, so positioning matters. When capital is abundant, the temptation is to chase returns and accept weaker terms. When capital is scarce, the best assets and best terms may appear, but only for those who have preserved liquidity and confidence. The lesson for readers is to think beyond single transactions and manage a career or firm like a compounding machine. That means avoiding reputation, damaging shortcuts, learning from mistakes without denial, and staying patient for moments when conditions favor bold but well-prepared action. In a world of crowded strategies, Zelle's long-game mindset is a differentiator that can improve both results and resilience. In conclusion, this book is best suited for entrepreneurs, executives, investors, and ambitious professionals who prefer practical judgment over polished theory. Readers who are building companies, allocating capital, negotiating major agreements, or managing teams through uncertainty will find Zelle's blunt perspective especially useful. The benefit is less about copying specific deals and more about adopting a decision style, think independently, protect the downside, and structure choices so you retain options when the world changes. Zelle's emphasis on candor also improves everyday leadership because organizations that tell the truth earlier solve problems cheaper and faster. Compared to many business books that offer universal formulas, this one stands out for its lived-in realism and its willingness to discuss incentives, leverage, and human behavior without softening the edges. Zelle's contrarian lens encourages readers to question consensus and to treat cycles as opportunities rather than surprises. If you want a narrative that connects personal temperament to business outcomes and highlights how big decisions are made when information is incomplete, the book offers a distinctive voice. It is worth buying because it delivers a grounded framework for thinking clearly under pressure, which is a rarer advantage than any single tactic. If you would like to support Sam Zelle, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.